Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Lowes. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Lowes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowes covering, for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zimmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bauschi is hit by the pitch. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keen. Bauschi moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowe's hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive towards short. Pagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCovey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive towards first. Bauschi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keane settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Keane. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowes strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Drott reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keane fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards second. Zimmer catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mays tags and scores. McCovey scores. Cepeda moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowe's takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Bob Anderson now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Altman reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bausch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCovey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lowe's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowe's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowe's moves to third. Alou moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Santo moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bausch hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Will reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.